You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You know what Sunday is, right?
Yes, February 16th.
2:30. Daytona International Speedway. That's what we're going to be talking about next. Because you know what's coming up. The Daytona 500. And Cleveland always has a connection as long as Matt Colick is concerned. Colick Racing, two big drivers in this one. Ty Dillon, AJ Allmendinger. They've got some pretty nice seats on the grid to start this thing. And Matt is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Hello, my favorite trophy hunter. How are you?
What's going on, guys?
Hi, Matt.
Doing great.
How awesome is Daytona right now?
Guys, it couldn't be nicer. Well, one, you guys are up in Northeast Ohio. It's 80 degrees here. It's beautiful, and we're having a great week so far. I got down here on Tuesday, and we're looking for a fun day today. The trucks are racing tonight, and we got three cars running in the Xfinity race tomorrow night on Saturday, and then of course the big show, the Daytona 500 on Sunday. We've got two cars in that race, so. I mean, great way to start the season. It's so cool. I mean, auto racing, NASCAR, I mean, we're the only sport that has our Super Bowl, so to speak, in the first race, you know, right at the beginning of the season. So, you know, it starts off with a bang, and then, if you win the thing, one, you're in the playoffs, which happens in, you know, October. But two, you're a legend. I mean, everybody on the team, to win the Daytona 500 would really make you a legend for life. So it's really cool.
You're sitting pretty. Ty Dillon in row four, AJ Allmendinger in row seven. Good cars, good equipment, good drivers. How do you temper your enthusiasm knowing that, okay, you're two of 41 cars in the race, but you know you've got a real shot at this thing, man?
Yeah, well, the answer is we don't temper our enthusiasm.
Nice.
We're very enthusiastic, and it's cool. I mean, it's I can't even describe to you guys. It's like, I keep using the word. Actually, I hate the fact that we refer to it as like a Super Bowl, but I don't know any other word to describe even the atmosphere. I mean, it couldn't be more crowded. So I told you, I got down here on Tuesday, and the RV, and I stay in a motorhome, and you know, inside the track, you know, all week. But the amount of people that are here, and again, it's only Friday right now, and happy Valentine's Day to you guys, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I feel special.
That's not weird to say. But
we get it.
Whatever. Happy Valentine's Day. The atmosphere at this place is just electric. It's unbelievable. And it just stays that way for a week. And then especially on Sunday during the Daytona 500, I mean, you can't move. I know President Trump is coming in this year again. And so they've already heightened security and everything else. But it is an unbelievably electric atmosphere. And then when you couple that with the greatest race, like one of the biggest races in the world that we are competing in, you know, that's where I almost pinch myself sometimes, where it's like, all right, well, not only do you get to go to like such a cool event, but we actually have a vested interest, and we actually have cars, you know, that have my name on them in the race. And again, like I said, we have great starting spots. Our guys are good. We just feel really, really good this year about even our chances. I mean, somebody's going to win it. You guys, you know, I don't know how much you know about the racing, but at these super speedways, I mean, it's almost as if anybody can win. You know, a bunch of cars wreck, they wreck out. If you're just there at the end, just the way that these cars draft and the way that they're positioned, I mean, anything can happen. And then if you win this thing, man, it's like I said, it's legendary. It's cool.
World Matt, changes. Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, how does a guy who, you know, extremely successful business guy in Northeast Ohio find his way into where you are? I mean, you're not even, right, 10 years into this thing, right, between Xfinity, just since you got into NASCAR. And, I mean, as an owner, I got to think that ride is incredible, and you did it incredibly fast.
Yeah, we've definitely done it fast. I mean, this is our 10th season at Colic Racing, and I think we raced two seasons before I actually started a team. So I started Colic Racing. Actually, we started with one car in the Xfinity series, and the only reason we did it was for leaf filter, like to just for marketing purposes and advertising, and to be a sponsor. So I actually started out as a sponsor. And then being competitive, and it was great. So being competitive and getting to know some of the other owners in NASCAR and getting to know the NASCAR executives. And, you know, I thought, you know, I think I can do this. And being entrepreneurial, it's like, I think I could compete with these guys. So how do we compete, and how do we do that? And so I started Colic Racing, and we started out with one car in the Xfinity series, which turned into, you know, two cars, which turned into three cars. And then, you know, with the charter season, wanted to get into, you know, the big series. So, you know, got in a cup, bought two charters, which for those that don't know, or the listeners that don't know, I mean, it's like a franchise. So in NASCAR, they have what they call charters. There's 36 cars. So it guarantees you to be in the field every single week. So you have to buy them. So I bought two NASCAR Cup charters, and now we run every week. So we've got two cars in the Cup Series and then three cars in the Xfinity Series. So, yeah, I have five full-time drivers, full-time teams, you know, competing in NASCAR, and it's just it's the coolest thing ever.
Not too bad.
That is cool.
Yeah. Not too bad for a guy that was just trying to sell some leaf filters to make sure that guys that were going up on ladders weren't killing themselves, right? Not too bad, huh?
That's right. You know, you got to sell a lot of leaf filter to go racing.
On ladders, you know, everywhere. Thank you, Matt.
Yes, that's true. Thank you for keeping us off the ladders. Yes.
Yeah. No. And so, I mean, you guys, leaf filter has grown. I know we're talking sports, but right. I mean, I look at business as sports. You know, somebody asked me, I had to do a talk, you know, to a group the other day here in Daytona, and they were asking me about, you know, why NASCAR, why racing, why athletics, you know, not any different than why I'm a minority owner in the Guardians. It's because you just love sports. You love athletics. You know, I'm 52 years old now, and I can't go out just like all of it. Like, we don't go out and play baseball and basketball and everything else, but we can be a part of, you know, get the competitive juices flowing, you know, by doing stuff like this and owning teams. And so I guess the older you get, you're like, well, all right, I can't play, so I guess I could be a coach, or I guess, you know, I could be an owner. And then, you know, to be at the highest level, like the Guardians, like NASCAR, at the highest level of sports, is really it's exhilarating. It's super fun, and you get to watch other people enjoy it and have fun with it. So I just love it.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You need to explain something for me, Matt. And Matt Colleg joining us from Colleg Racing. You guys have been affiliated with Richard Childress Racing from a technical standpoint, right? And Ty Dillon is Richard's grandson, so he's driving for you. Yep. How does that work? Because Richard Childress Racing, clearly one of the premier teams for decades, you know, in NASCAR.
Yeah. So when I was actually starting Colleg Racing, so 10 years ago, it's kind of like one of those things where if we wanted to start a Major League Baseball team, you can't just start one. I mean, you got to buy one. So even to start a NASCAR team, you have to have relationships. I mean, we had to pick one of three manufacturers, so Chevrolet or Toyota or Ford. And so we had to meet with them. And then we had to have what we call, which is our relationship with RCR, and Richard Childress, is a technical alliance where they, back then, 10 years ago, where they put together the cars and then we buy their engines and, you know, we do that. Since that time, things have changed as far as we've got brand new cars and we actually put the cars together, but we do still have an alliance, with Richard Childress Racing. But it's evolved into more of a partnership where we have gotten both of our teams. Like, we have two drivers, one Ty Dillon and AJ Allmendinger, and then they have two drivers. So they have two teams, which is Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon. So yes, Austin Dillon and Ty Dillon are the grandsons of Richard. So it even helps us work more closely together. Our race shops are right next to each other. So all of our guys work together, guys and girls, like, work together anyway. But now we've really, on purpose, you know, formed a more of a partnership and teamwork,
That's cool.
You know, with RCR. So it helps.
Yeah, and that's really cool.
We always say four cars is better than two.
Makes sense.
So the more information you can get, the more teammates you can have. And so, we're excited about it.
Hey, Matt, are we any closer to getting a race here in Cleveland?
No.
No?
We keep talking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, the only place we could do it is like Burke Lakefront.
Well, there might be plenty of room if they get rid of that building next to it on the other side.
Don't go there.
On the other side of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
No, we would love to. You know, I think the people of Cleveland would love to. NASCAR would love to. But so we do talk about it and have talked to David Gilbert, has gotten involved in bringing a race to Cleveland. But, you know, it's just talks and we're trying. We actually are trying. So we're not shy about the fact that we would love to have that happen. And we're still working on it.
All right. Well, keep working. And if you win the Harley J. Earl, are you going to come into the studio so we can see it?
Yes, we will.
Okay. I want to see that trophy. I want you.
I know.
I want you to get that trophy. You've earned it.
That'd be awesome.
Well, we're going to do our best.
Okay.
Well, I actually won't have anything to do with it. It's up to the drivers. But,
Here's what you should do. You should get on the headsets in the middle of the race and go, go faster, go faster. That's probably some good. That's good coaching.
That's good coaching,
yeah.
What are you
going so slow? Yeah. No, they don't want me talking during the race. So.
That's all right. But hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was just going to say thank you. We appreciate it. You know we're rooting for you, and we'll be rooting for the 10 and the 16 all weekend long.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you soon. All right, Matt Colick, owner of Colick Racing, give you someone to root for with a Cleveland tie down there at the Daytona 500. Of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.